The day, U.S. versus Tenuto, 092075. Mr. Brandt.
Still, good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court, Counsel. Jeff Brandt for Mr. Tenuto. Short note that Mr. Tenuto's family is here present in support. Mr. Tenuto's strongest argument on appeal is likely his first argument in the brief, chronologically on all three briefs filed. And we'd like to start there. Moreover, arguments two and three would have to build on the first argument. In short, the argument is that the same fact used to apply the heightened base offense level of 22 under 2G2.2A2 and the two-level enhancement for distribution under B3F, that was the same fact. And in the words of this Court's decision in Schmelsky, that means the same conduct was described in different ways to get two different enhancements. Mr. Tenuto is not contesting that there are many ways to get the base offense level 22 other than distribution. There's no question of that under this Court's case law. Instead, it's under the facts of this particular case where the same fact was used to find guilt under 2252 capital A, then A1, then the 22 base offense level, and the two-level enhancement. Mr. Tenuto pleaded guilty to 2252 capital A1 of transporting and shipping.
Let me ask you this. If the base offense level of 22 necessarily takes into consideration the exchange or intent to exchange the material and use a computer, then under what circumstances would the distribution enhancement apply?
Could you say the beginning?
Level of 22, because I thought this was your argument, necessarily takes into consideration the exchange or intent to exchange the material and use the computer. Isn't that your argument?
Argument two.
Yeah.
That's part
then
of argument
two. Then under what circumstances would the distribution enhancement apply? I know I've jumped the gun a little, but I have a few questions about this, and I wanted to get to that.
There's no doubt that our second argument is more difficult because that relies on two steps. That's two steps are, number one, that the same fact is being used, and then for that second argument as to use of the computer also then makes the assumption that use of the computer wasn't already taken care of in the statute. And I agree, that's a difficult part of argument too. But if I may, simply to make it easier for this Court and the argument, go back to argument one, upon which that would have to be built, is that argument that there is a same fact. Schmelsky says, look, no matter what you call that fact, you can call it transportation, you can call it shipping, you can call it distribution. If you use that same fact for the enhanced base offense level, you can't turn around and use that for a two-point enhancement.
Now what does distribution mean?
In our brief, I've pointed to cases from the Seventh Circuit that say distribution includes meaning any kind of exchange. Look to my reply brief on section argument 1C for at least three cases from the Seventh Circuit that draw analogies between distribution and simply transferring, in other words, transporting and shipping. There's no doubt that transporting and shipping can be accomplished in different ways, and the government's brief does a good job of showing other ways that that happened. But in this case, Mr. Tenuto pleaded guilty to transporting and shipping, and that was only possible because he hit send. He hit send, an email goes with one image to one person in count one. What's the fact there that's being used to show guilt, and what's the fact there that makes it one of the statutes that is under the guidelines necessarily going to be level 22, not four levels less at 18? It's hitting send. Hitting send is transporting. Hitting send is shipping. The government's the statute and the indictment use transporting and shipping, that may be surplusage in some cases. Maybe that's accurate in some cases. In this case, it's describing one act, hitting send. And if the government and the court is using hitting send to find guilt under 2252A, capital A, then A1, so that base offense level 22 applies under 2G2.2A2, then what conduct is the government and the district court pointing to say that another two levels of distribution applies? And the answer is hitting send. And that's what Schmalsky, Haynes, Perlin, White, and Kopshever from this court are saying you can't do. You can call it different things, but if that underlying conduct really is the same thing of hitting send, then it's double counting.
Is the distinction you're making on transporting, or it's got to go to someone else, right?
Correct.
Okay, so send, he's not sending to himself, or he's not keeping it in any way.
Correct.
Because I think in a lot of the transporting or something, you can carry something in transport. You haven't changed possession. So I think the issue is kind of changing possession, isn't it?
Yes.
And you're saying that, maybe I'm not clear on this, but in going from 18 to 22, it has to change possession?
We're not saying it has to change possession. We're saying in this case, it was the change of possession that caused Mr. Tenuto to be guilty. In other words, if I take Your Honor's example and say it has to change possession or it's not transporting, then we'd turn around and use that argument to say he's not guilty of transporting at all. It's only shipping.
Well, for
and he's still guilty.
I got hung up a little bit about when it said any means, the statute, any means, including by computer. But any means, that's not an addition there. That's the same thing.
We can see that, Your Honor.
Okay, because I was confused. I thought that may be what somebody got mixed up on. At least that mixed me up. So that's not the problem. It goes to the guidelines that says if you use a computer, it moves up two levels or something rather.
And again, that shows a problem with argument two in our brief.
Yeah.
But I don't think we get to that until we show that the core violation that this court has pointed out, even in McCaffrey. In McCaffrey, remember, it's not a directly analogous situation because the defendant in that case pleaded guilty to receiving under 2252A2. He gets level 22 for the receiving. But there is no additional guideline for, oh, by the way, and if you receive, you get another 2 points. So McCaffrey helped show that, yes, if receiving gives you level 22, we're certainly not going to turn around and give a defendant another 2 levels for receiving. Receiving's why he got 22 in the first place. McCaffrey, I'm sure, as Judges Williams and Judge Mannion were on that case, would have said, well, that's double counting. We can give you base offense level 22 for receiving because that's enough under the statute. But we're not going to give you another 2 levels for receiving. We've already taken – now, there's no problem there because there is no guideline section for receiving. But there is for distribution. We're not saying
– is distribution and is a change of possession? Is that all that's required to have distribution? Is that the earmark of distribution? Is a change of possession?
It's certainly –
I mean, I know what a computer is, but I'm not sure I know what distribution is. That's one –
I think it's to the government's benefit to answer yes to that, and I don't think it hurts our argument to answer yes. So I don't think there's any argument but yes that it has to change possession. And the key is, in this case, that's what caused the violation. If we take away the hitting send, so that goes from one person on a computer to another person on the computer, we take away the violation of the statute. We also take away base offense level 22, and we're at 18.
Do you want to save any time for rebuttal?
I would like to. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. Is that Ms. Best?
That's wonderful.
May it please the Court, I'm Yasmin Best on behalf of the United States. The district court did not err in applying to Mr. Tenuto's offense the two sentencing enhancements that are at issue in his appeal. Mr. Tenuto's argument misapprehends the manner in which the sentencing guidelines are to be applied to a defendant's offense. The sentencing guidelines cover a broad range of offenses. Specifically, 2G2.2 covers trafficking, transporting, shipping, and possessing child pornography. 2G2.2A1 applies a base offense level of 18 to three specific crimes, all of which are possession crimes. The sentencing guideline then applies a base offense level of 22 otherwise, that is, to all of those crimes that do not fall within the three delineated specifically in 2G2.2A1. So for Mr. Tenuto to argue that it constitutes double counting because his conduct has already been taken into account under the heightened base offense level is incorrect. All that has to happen for a defendant to be subject to a base offense level of 22 is to do something more than merely possess the material. There doesn't have to be a finding about distribution or about use of a computer.
How do you have federal jurisdiction for mere possession, by the way?
I believe this court has ruled in McCaffrey and other cases that because of the broad scope of distribution or the of child pornography, that falls within federal jurisdiction, because even if it were just intrastate, it would hamper the government's ability to restrict that sort of material.
But it is transferring to someone else, I assume.
In this case, yes. But in McCaffrey, the court held that even if an end user who solely possessed the material would also be subject to the guidelines range and would be subject to federal jurisdiction.
Okay.
So as I was saying, the application of the guidelines here does not constitute impermissible double counting, because Mr. Tenuto's distribution, that pressing send that Mr. Brandt was talking about, is not taken into account with the base offense level of 22.
What is the essential earmark of distribution as opposed to some other verb?
Distribution does include sending it to another person, but distribution under the sentencing guidelines also takes into account possession with the intent to distribute. So one doesn't actually have to hit send before the person can be charged under 2252A sub A1. That even if that act is not completed, the possession with the intent to distribute still qualifies as distribution. As I was saying, because Mr. Tenuto does not actually have to distribute to be subject to the base offense level of 22, the fact that the district court added the two-level enhancement for distribution does not constitute impermissible double counting. The reality is that the choice to distribute then increases the harm that is caused by child pornography, and the sentencing guidelines rightly take into account the increased harm when deciding to enhance a defendant's sentence for that particular offense. So the way that the sentencing guidelines are to be applied is by starting with the offense of conviction and then applying the appropriate enhancements for each particular offense characteristic, and that is what happened in Mr. Tenuto's case. Likewise, I know Mr. Brandt didn't go into depth about the use of a computer enhancement, but the government's position on that is the same. Because the use of a computer is not inherently penalized in the heightened offense level, the application of an enhancement for that particular offense characteristic is also appropriate. And lastly, the third argument Mr. Tenuto makes in his brief, that use of a computer is a element of 2252A sub A1, is also incorrect. The statute merely says that use of a computer is one way in which a statute may be violated, but is not the only way. If the court doesn't have any questions, I would just ask that the court affirm Mr. Tenuto's sentence.
I don't think we have any questions. Thank you, counsel.
Thank you.
Thank you again, Your Honors. Page 6 of my reply brief notes commentary to the U.S. guidelines define distribution as any act related to the transfer of material. And that's one of the reasons we're saying distribution, the government is being overly broad to the point of being incorrect and saying all someone has to do is more than possess in order to get level 22, because the statutes that are subject to level 22 give elements that someone has to be guilty of in order to be guilty of that statute, like transfer, like ship. So you have to do something that the statute says is a violation of that statute in order to get level 22. We do not misapprehend the guidelines. We understand that the guidelines allow someone who's done something other than distribute to get level 22. But I think what this court's case law says clearly is if that thing you do that gets you to base offense level 22 is whatever that is.
Move it from one place to another to distribute it, is it?
Move it one place from another. If that's the reason you're guilty, and if that's the reason you're getting level 22, can you then also point to that same fact to give another two-level enhancement? And we respectfully submit that it does not. Thank you, Your Honors.
You were privately retained?
Correct, Your Honor.
All right. We thank you, counsel, for your briefs, your fine argument. We'll take it under advisement.